This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Anthony Satin, and his book is Nomads, the Wanderers Who Shaped Our World. And he sheds light on this underappreciated side of our history, telling stories that he learned by wandering with people who wander as a lifestyle. You know, in your book, you commented on how Ben Franklin was kind of perplexed by the fact that a lot of his community, supposed to be so settled, had sort of a fascination and an interest, a curiosity and a desire to live like the nomadic indigenous people they were trying to civilize.
Completely. And it's something that he simply didn't understand. There's a great letter that he wrote to a friend in London about this, saying that any settler who was captured by a Native American and taken on the wandering life, as Benjamin Franklin called it, when they were brought back to the settlement, as soon as they could, they headed back out into the wilderness to live with Native Americans. He simply can't understand. He said, with all the advances of science and the arts that we can offer, what is it? And the flip side of that was they then invited Native American children to be schooled in the settlement. And the elders said, well, we tried that once, but when you sent them back to us, they were good for nothing.
Ah, no, my goodness. You know, it's so interesting. I just met a parent who is an expat American in Morocco, and he was raising his kids, his two young kids, in Morocco, which, not that they were nomadic, but they were closer to that nomadic kind of way of life. And he actually said if he had to move back to the United States with his family for anything, the greatest tragedy would be that he'd have to put his kids back in American society when they had that more close-to-nature world and that more free-flow world in the Moroccan society. It seems like that's kind of related to that.
Oh, it absolutely is. And, you know, I think that the greatest, most successful civilization or way of living that humans have evolved is not living in the city. That's relatively new. It's only a few thousand years old. It's living on the move. We've been doing that forever.
And we tell people not to live on the move. This is almost like how we train people. There's this notion that people struggling with ADD, attention deficit disorder, may have something to do with a nomadic gene. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I absolutely have. And this is fascinating research that came out of Northwestern University in the U.S., where they found a particular variant of a gene in successful nomads in East Africa, part of the Rendile tribe, the Ariel. And they found the same variant gene in some children who were diagnosed with ADHD or learning disorder in the U.S. There isn't enough research. They haven't done enough research, and they're scientists, so they can't say this. But it seems absolutely clear, and this was certainly what the press made of it when this came out, that there's a connection between these two. And these children in the U.S. and the U.K. and everywhere else who are being told that they have learning difficulties, they simply, you know, they're not suited to living within four walls. And if you think that 12,000 years ago, we were all wired, our brains and our whole bodies, mm-hmm. to live on the move and in the natural world. 12,000 years in human history is like yesterday. So, you know, some of us have simply not adjusted.
And if you think about adjusting with evolutionary kind of, you know, getting to be comfortable with changes, I mean, it's not 12,000 years. It's just 10 or 20 generations for a lot of humanity has had to make this rapid adjustment to settled life is kind of a euphemism.